Right now, most churches are planning their budgets for 2009. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the sponsors page at issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Any of us look back and say interracial marriage should still be illegal on the day after Barack Obama is elected president of the United States?
If Barack Obama's parents were same-sex married, Barack Obama would have never been born.
Wouldn't it be cool if we could get 20,000 people having sex for seven straight days?
What we're saying is we're willing to accept some infanticide as the implication of our support for abortion.
Faith has sustained me through the challenges and the joys of my presidency, and faith will guide me for the rest of my days.
I remember a conversation with Father Richard John Newhouse some years back, and he said something that has stuck in my mind, and I imagine it always will, as long as abortion remains an issue in our great free country. He said that just like the civil rights movement of the 50s and 60s, abortion is the great civil rights issue of our day. Now, that always stuck with me. And I've often wondered, what would the great civil rights leaders of the 50s and 60s make of the abortion debate today? Would they consider it a civil rights issue as well? We're going to be talking about that for the first 10 minutes of this hour of Issues, Etc. Dr. Alveda King, niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., will be our guest. Greetings and welcome to Issues, Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. A little bit later in this hour, we'll continue our three-part daily series. Part two today on the gospel and the Christian family. Pastor David Shaddy will join us to talk about mothers, fathers, and children. That's what we usually mean when we say family, mothers, fathers, and children, although some would like to change that definition. We'll talk about all of that related to the gospel a little bit later here on Issues, Etc. Our call-in number live this Tuesday, November the 18th, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE, and our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Dr. Alveda King is the niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and director of African American Outreach for Gospel of Life Ministries. Dr. King, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Well, thank you for having me back. I'm just glad to join you.
Your thoughts on our country's election of our first African-American president, this great historic first?
Honestly, and I've said that, and I know a lot of people wanted me to explain it, I said, and I am saying again, that while the election of President-elect Barack Obama is a milestone, the dream has not been fulfilled, because the babies are still dying. And what I have actually said, and it is very important that people really hear what I'm saying, there was a mighty blow struck to white guilt, because in America, many white people were looking for opportunities to prove that they're not racist, and they took the opportunity to vote for President-elect Obama. Many blacks were looking for hope and were very disheartened. And so they also voted for President-elect Barack Obama. So now I say that since President-elect Obama says that his main thing was change, then it's time for him to have a change of heart for the little babies in America who are being died, who are being aborted, and they're dying and being made to pass through the fire of the incinerators, their little bodies. Marriages are being threatened in America. And so our youngest and brightest are not having that opportunity to come up in that environment with marriage between one man and one woman, raising them together in a loving environment. So these are matters of the heart that need to be changed. And that's what I'm really saying to America. people ask me, are you going to celebrate? Are you going to go to the inauguration? Are you going to go to the party? And I say, America, I don't have time to go to a party. The babies are crying and dying. I don't have time. And so that's really what I'm saying.
If President-elect Obama could ask your late uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., for his thoughts on abortion, what do you think your uncle would say to him?
I want to use my uncle's words. Dr. King, during his lifetime, said that the Negro cannot win if he's willing to sacrifice the futures of his children for immediate personal comfort and safety. And so right here in America now, babies are still being aborted. And many times in the African-American community, more babies are aborted than are allowed to live. And so Dr. King, a very nonviolent man, could not agree with the killing of a baby by chemical means or surgical means that causes that baby excruciating pain in the process. And so I believe that Dr. King would say to President-elect Obama, it's time for a heart change, sir. And that's the message that I want to share.
Do you think that's a possibility, Dr. King, that Barack Obama, who appears to be, by all accounts, a thoughtful man and a very intelligent man, could see the connection between the civil rights struggle of the 50s, 60s that continues for many to this day and the defense of the unborn?
I am so sure that President-elect Obama can make that analogy and that connection. I'm sure he's very good at connecting the dots. I think he's waiting to hear from Americans to let him know what our real heart is. You know, President-elect Obama has said that one of his first acts would be to sign FOCA, the Freedom of Choice Act, which ought to be the liberation for the abortion mills, you know, abortions without limits. That's what they should call it, the Abortions Without Limits Act. And so what I'm saying to elected officials, Congress members, in 2 years, you know, there's another election. And so if members of Congress in the House want to give that gift of FOCA to President-elect Obama on his desk, it's a very expensive gift because it could cost them their seat. Same message needs to go to the senators. FOCA is bad. Freedom of choice means abortion without limits. And that message needs to go. He's also said that he would reverse the Defense of Marriage Act. That's another expensive gift because we don't need to tear out marriages in America. 70% of voting blacks in California voted to uphold marriage. And people need to know that African Americans believe in marriage. We do. So I'm asking America, no matter what color your skin color, we're one race, human. There's only one race here on the planet. So I'm asking America to remember the babies. Remember marriage and family, God's way is the best plan. And send that message to Washington, not only to the president-elect, but to the Senate, to Congress, all the way down, all the judges who are being appointed, all the way down to the governors and the House and Senate there, to the county seats, to the mayoral office, to the boards of education. Life is precious, and marriage is practical between one man and one woman. That is the preservation, the survival of the species.
Dr. King, is abortion, in fact, the civil rights issue of the 21st century?
Life must be the civil rights issue of the 21st century. Life is civil rights. Abortion takes away civil rights. So from the womb to natural death, when we get that 46 chromosomes, my Lord, and even the little precious ones that may have 47 and you may even have Down syndrome or something like that. The human life is very precious, very sacred, and life is a civil right.
Dr. King, with only a minute, Barack Obama was elected with a message of hope and a message of change. What is the best hope, the best change that America could possibly see with regard to the defense of the unborn?
America must hope that the president-elect will change his heart and fight for the lives of all people. I know I sound serious today. My voice is a little different. I'm not singing a happy song. I'm singing a serious message. We must hope for change of heart on behalf of life and all people from the womb to natural death.
Dr. King, when your slain uncle gave his life in defense of his fellow Americans to see their rights expanded, how should this inspire us when we stand in defense of those who are yet unborn or those who are born with disabilities or those who are at the end of life? About 30 seconds.
We have an obligation to stand and fight for the lives of all people. I grew up knowing that. My father, Reverend A.D. King, my grandfather, Daddy King, my uncle, Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., all the wonderful women in my family. We must say that life is a civil right, and it is our obligation as Americans, as people who sojourn on planet Earth, to uphold the civil right of life for all people everywhere.
Dr. Alveda King is niece of the late Dr. Martin Luther King, Jr., director of the African American Outreach for Gospel of Life Ministries. Dr. King, it's always a pleasure, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, and God bless you.
When we come back from this break, we continue this hour of Issues, Etc. Very well begun, I must say. We're going to be talking about the gospel and the Christian family, part two of our three-part daily series with Pastor David Shaddy. We're going to talk about mothers, fathers, and children. That's what the family is, after all. Mother, father, children. It seems so simple. How is it all related to God the Heavenly Father sending forth His Son to make of us children for Himself? When we come back, Pastor David Shaddy will join us for that second of our three-part daily series on the gospel and the Christian family. Stay tuned.
A little tough boy with beautiful brown eyes. I paid for the murder before they determined the sex. Choosing our life over your life meant your death. And you never got a chance to even open your eyes. Sometimes I wonder as a fetus if you fought for your life, would you have been a little genius in love with math? Would you have played in your school clothes and made me mad?
Here's an easy way for you to publicize Issues Etc. at your church. Go to the promote page of our website, issuesetc.org, and you'll find a short paragraph to include in your weekly church bulletin. Help inform your fellow parishioners about Issues Etc. issuesetc.org, click promote, and copy and paste the text for your church secretary or pastor to include each week in the Sunday bulletin. We update this paragraph weekly. IssuesETC.org.
Will your church be one of the Issues Etc. 300? Hi, this is Todd Wilkin. We're looking for 300 congregations to pledge $1,000 to Issues Etc. in their budgets. To find out more about the Issues Etc. 300, click the Sponsors section of our website, IssuesETC.org. You'll even find a one-page informational flyer. Please consider including Issues Etc. in your church's mission or advertising budget. The Issues Etc. 300.
Defending life from beginning to end. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Noted author and history professor Dr. Paul Meyer on the uniqueness of Issues Etc.
I'm delighted not only to listen to Issues Etc., but also to have the privilege of being on the program from time to time. Issues is never afraid to take a stand on the thorny, vexing issues that clutter our daily horizons. And it does so in the name of a solidly based Christianity that doesn't flirt with fads or fantasies. Whereas some Christian programs sidestep ethical and doctrinal questions in our day, Issues takes them head on in a fearless, responsible, thoughtful manner. Both head and heart are involved when Issues applies Holy Scripture.
You can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by making a gift today. Donate online, issuesetc.org. Or you can donate by check, Lutheran Public Radio, Box 1046, SJC, California, 92693.